The Base Closure and Realignment Commission formally finished its work yesterday. The independent panel approved nearly all the recommendations proposed by the Defense Department for shutting down or consolidating military installations, but it rejected suggestions to close massive facilities in South Dakota, Maine, and Connecticut. While the BRAC Commission considered the future of functioning military bases, the remnants of long-dormant facilities continue to make their presence known in many communities around the country. The Army Corps of Engineers estimates as many as 2,000 formerly used defense sites, also called FUDs, could be contaminated by used munitions. Residents of a development near a World War II training camp, known as Camp Butner, have been turning up unexploded artillery shells on their property. Cleanup costs are estimated at $12 million, but the Defense Department has only allocated about $4 million for the job. Rusty Jacobs of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, reports.
In 2002, Amy Blaylock and her husband moved to Granville County, North Carolina, for the same reasons a lot of people do: low taxes, an easy commute to nearby Durham, and lots of open space. They found a house in the community of Rougemont, about 20 minutes outside of Butner.
And when you buy a home, we ask all the normal questions. What's your crime rate? What school district are you in? How old are the appliances? When was the carpet replaced? Never in a million years would I have thought to ask, is this a former artillery range? Are we in danger of bombs here?
Soon after they moved in, the Blaylocks learned their neighborhood was in an area that had been part of a heavy artillery range at Camp Butner. Someone found an unexploded shell in the area, and the sheriff's department temporarily evacuated residents. The Blaylocks made another startling discovery when they planned to add a garage to their new home. Amy Blaylock's husband had borrowed a metal detector to check for unseen hazards in the ground.
My husband was in our driveway and located a 155 millimeter, which is probably it's about the size of your thigh, about 30 feet from our kitchen door, under about 6 inches of dirt.
In April 2003, Blaylock's husband found another unexploded shell. The Camp Butner cleanup is now a top priority for the Army's formerly used defense site program, known as FUDS for short. It joins a crowded list of pending cleanup projects. According to the Army Corps of Engineers, there are at least 2,000 potentially contaminated FUD sites nationwide. But nobody seems to know how much hazardous stuff is out there and how much it will cost to clean it up. There's growing concern that it's becoming more and more likely people will come across unexploded ordnance.
It is only a matter of time.
Amy Houghton is a partner with Westcliff Engineers, a consulting firm that advises communities on environmental cleanup projects, including former military sites.
As development reaches these sites and houses are built on top of them, and developers have invested money and they want to build those houses, and maybe they take some shortcuts, in my opinion, it's only a matter of time before something tragic happens again.
Back in 1983, two boys from the San Diego suburb of Tierra Santa died when an unexploded shell they found blew up. The neighborhood had once been part of an artillery range belonging to Camp Elliott.
I sincerely hope it doesn't take another tragedy like we had in San Diego to get Congress and the public to focus on it.
Congressman Earl Blumenauer is co-chair of a newly formed bipartisan caucus dedicated to cleaning up leftover munitions. The Oregon Democrat says there's not enough political will in Congress to deal with this issue adequately.
Cleanup is trumped by the Iraq War. It's trumped by snazzy new defense systems. It's trumped by more aggressive lobbying efforts for new spending.
Congress has appropriated anywhere from $200 to $300 million each year for the past 10 years to cleaning up ordnance. Blumenauer says it should be at least $1 billion a year. Funding is already a problem for the Camp Butner cleanup, and it hasn't even started yet. There are 9 sites around Butner that will take an estimated $12 million to clean up, according to Penny Schmidt, a spokeswoman for the Army Corps of Engineers.
Presently, the Department of Defense has scheduled about $4 million worth of funding for us to use to address issues at Camp Butner over the next 5 to 6 years. So we already have way more work to do than there is funding scheduled in the federal budget to address.
Homeowners like Amy Blaylock say the price of not cleaning up could be a lot steeper.
My husband and I have found 2 bombs in our yard. 2. The danger is real for us. We've seen the bombs on our property. We know what could happen or could have happened if we had children and they had found that instead of my husband.
The Corps of Engineers is distributing brochures to residents and producing a safety video that will be shown in area schools. And Granville County now requires property deeds to include a warning about the possible presence of unexploded ordnance. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs.